HBM Radio.
Good Vibrations with Donna Joseph.
HBM Radio.
I'm really, really pleased to be sharing this interview. Sat, who is with me today, is probably one of the most positive people that I am aware of at the moment. And certainly on Facebook, you put a smile on my face.
Oh, bless.
Sat, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you for being on the show.
No problem. So Sat, you are an author. We're going to be talking about your book. You are a motivational speaker. That is so obvious. You are also a passionate martial arts artist.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I think this interview is going to be so good for our listeners because we all need a little bit of uplifting, don't we?
In this world, yes. It's a crazy world with the pandemic that's happened. And a lot of people, particularly that who are just centered at home, are fearing for things like their job and whether they're going to still have a shelter above their head. Anxieties are developing, depression developing. And sometimes with everything that's going on, people are a bit sort of anxious of getting out there without sort of feeling uncomfortable. So I think, you know, just assurance and motivation at this time is particularly more important now than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, really is. Now, Sat, I know you have had some hard times.
Yes.
And I would like, if you don't mind, for you to share some of that, because I think, you know, you are, to me, your testament that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. Well, in 2013, my 10-year marriage with my then wife was to end because I found out that she wasn't straight. Now, I'm going to put on record here, I'm not going to talk about my ex-wife in a negative sense because people have a tendency to do that. You know, to me, she, the one thing she's given me that nobody has given me is two beautiful children. She looks after them well, and I've learned a lot from her. So I'm always very thankful that she's been in my life. But at the time, it was heartbreaking. And then 6 months on from there, so it was in 2014, I was very excited because I woke up, I was going to take the kids to the air show. And then I just looked out, the car was gone, the cupboards were emptied out. I had three letters on the table saying that I've left you. So she obviously took the kids with herself to live with a new partner, which was very heartbreaking because within an instant, my life had changed from a family guy to a guy who was just suddenly all alone in the house. It was like waking up in a dungeon. So I had to get through that. I suffered depression and anxiety. And then my finances went down out of control. I was in 2016, I nearly had my house repossessed on two occasions because I was so far in debt from taking the weight load of the house. But then at the time I was in network marketing, so I actually made a choice because our life is based on the choice we choose to do or we choose not to do. And I said, I'm going to keep this house and I'm going to do this. So I went on the phone to the mortgage company, begged them, and I spoke to them about what I was going to do. I worked my business hard at the time. And within 8 months from the time I was told that my house was going to be repossessed, I had cleared my debts. I'd paid back the mortgage. I'd even spent £800 on my kids that Christmas. And I'd even had 2 months where I didn't have a mortgage because I worked so hard. So it's incredible. The comeback is so greater than the setback. In martial arts, I've been in martial arts for nearly 30 years now, and I have inverted toes, and some of my other toes are slightly out of place. So when I started martial arts, I couldn't even hop, because when I tried it, it was very, very painful. And now I have a black belt in jiu-jitsu, a black belt in karate, and I'm starting to learn stunt martial arts. Start of this year, I was in a sort of near suicidal depression because I had a partner who I loved so much. There was a split that happened because of things beyond my control. And only 5 days after feeling at my lowest point, I revealed my book, which I then 6 weeks later launched. And then 5 weeks after that became an Amazon bestseller. And here I am now. on shows, inspiring people, inspiring world, saying, you know what, it doesn't matter how dark your situation is, you can always get out of it. You just got to have that drive and purpose and belief in yourself.
Absolutely. You were able to fix your mindset, weren't you, at that point when you thought you were going to lose your house, and actually you made a decision to turn things around. And it sounds like, boy, you really turned them around.
I did, yes. It's you've got to believe in the hero within yourself. And that's what my book is about, Unleash Your Inner Power. You've got to believe that you've got a hero in yourself. And even when the tides are against you, even when the world is against you, because people were saying to me, you can't do that. It's crazy. You're being stupid. You're being ridiculous. And everybody said no. I was living in a no society, and I was the yes citizen. But this is the thing, you've always got to be a yes citizen in a no society. You've got to shout as loud as you can so that the whole world can hear you. And you've got to stand by your principles and your beliefs. There was a lot of negativity, but I just carried on being me, carried on staying true to who I am, and I conquered.
I love that. I love that. And your book is called Unleash Your Inner Power. And that really does seem like the perfect title after you sharing your story there, because it seems like that's kind of what you did.
Yes.
You unleashed your power to turn your life around.
Yes.
And now you are actively helping others to do the same.
Absolutely. And that's one of the uplifting things that, having my book in front of them. And it's not just for, saying, here's my book and I want to make business out of it. No, it's not about money. And I know we're all in business, but for me, the biggest part, the biggest reason why I wrote this book is because I have something that can technically save the world, save people. And for people to have my story in front of them and know that they've had similar situations, and I've got a lot of stories that I can relate to so many people, for them to be able to pick up that book and look at it and say, wow, I've been through that, it's helped me. That in itself is very, very uplifting. Mm. And I did my Amazon bestseller campaign for a free download. And for me, the uplifting thing was so many people were getting my story, were looking at my stories and had something that they could relate to. And that for me really motivated me, because it made me realize I'm making a difference in people's lives, and that's what I live for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brilliant. And not only can people get your book and read that and have that with them, but obviously we're a bit limited at the moment with speaking, but you are a motivational speaker. So I'm sure once things get back to normal, you're going to be out on the circuit doing your speaking as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I can't wait for things to get back to normal. Obviously, I've been doing some on Zooms. But I've been doing it for past 6-7 years now. When I was a network marketer, I was going to network marketing events. I was being asked to speak and share my story, which I did so many times, and people got uplifted. What I'm currently doing is trying to network with local people to appear on their sort of networks in a Zoom call so I can speak. I'm also joining the Professional Speakers Association, where I can network with speakers there and hopefully grow my speaker business further. A very, very uplifting thing when you can just stand in front of people and say, do you know what, I went through this, and if I can overcome it, so can each and every one of you. Because the fact is, no matter who we are, where we come from, we're all cut from the same cloth. We've all got a mindset, we've all got a heart, we've all got a soul, and if we use it in the right way, we can overcome anything.
Yeah. And I think that's a really lovely message as well, because so many people at the moment are feeling fear. And I teach mindfulness, so I'm very aware just how these thoughts in your head can almost take over. And with what's going on now, there's so many fears, there's so many thoughts. And so your words there are, I think, could be really, really encouraging for people. You've been through a lot. You've turned your life around. And there's many, many, many more people that want to do the same, but perhaps don't know how.
Well, I've always said, and the one real big thing for me is you've always got to look at your life as a movie. you know, it's funny because we put in an effort to watch movies, to watch superheroes save the world, but we seldom forget that we can actually be superheroes in our own way as well. So our life is no different to watching a film. Our life is our film, and we are the actors or actresses. And what I've always said is you've got a director and you've got a narrator. Now the idea is your heart needs to be the director. So you need to direct whatever thoughts you want in your life, whatever story you want to make in your life, and your mind needs to narrate with that, as in like, yeah, it's going fantastic, it's going awesome. But always try and make sure it doesn't go the other way around, where your mind suddenly becomes a director and starts directing negative thoughts, and your heart starts to narrate and go with it, which causes the depression and the anxiety. So whatever you want to write in your life, and right at the start of this year, when I was at my lowest, I affirmed that I would be on radio shows, that I would be on TV shows, that I would write a book, and that would also, and it happened, because your world is your mind pushed out, and whatever you believe, you can achieve that. But it has to start with you. It's all good and well going to doctors and asking for medicine, which is great because you always need to see a doctor. But at the end of the day, we're all different people, and there's not a one size fits all in terms of medicine. You've all got to find that inner spirit within yourself and rise up yourselves. And it's always on your shoulders to take that initiative and go for it. So find your purpose, find the reason why, the one thing that is going to drive you to where you want to be in 6 to 12 months' time, what is going to make you happy, and use that to just forcefully go forward.
I love that, the director, because I think sometimes we do feel out of control. We feel as though there's another force controlling us. We forget that we have all the power within ourselves. And it is about mindset and believing in that. And it takes reading the likes of your book or listening to your words to remind people of that.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, and I've got to share this, because this is one of the most strangest things that a bloke can ever share. But I've actually been supporting women through menopause. This is because of the experience I had with my ex, who had symptoms of menopause. And then when I read into it and understood exactly what was happening and why it was happening, that experience combined with that knowledge and speaking to other people made me realize, you know what, particularly at this time, I can help people. Now, I went to a couple house, the customers, I was doing parcels, and it was quite a heavy parcel. I looked at this customer and she was sweating, and I joked. He goes, "Have you been working out?" And she goes, "No, I've just been watching TV." And I went, "Right." So I saw her just a slight lopsided walk, and I thought, right, I'll put the parcel in. So her husband sat me down and said, "Is there something that you know that we don't?" So I obviously it's personal, so I didn't want to sort of get in there, but I was put on the spot. So I said, "Okay, have you had symptoms of what you get in menopause?" So I spoke to him about it, and she said, "Yes." So I said, "I take you haven't been out for a while." And he said, "Yeah, 18 months. We've just been arguing." I'm like, "Right, okay. Have you taken to the doctors?" "No, what's the doctor's going to do it? You could be coming down with a menopause." And said, "Just check it out." They went to the doctors. They found she had menopause. So she came back. Obviously, they sorted that out. They were getting on treatment. And then after I spoke to them for the first time in 18 months, they went out. Now, they've moved house, I don't know where they've gone, lost contact with them, but the fact is I was able to help a woman through menopause is through the positivity, not just the positivity of being you, but the positivity of learning, the positivity of understanding, and the positivity of having another channel to be able to support other people as well. And, you know, other women have spoken to me and said, "I'm going through this, what do you suggest?" I even said to one, hot flush is a common thing that happens. So I said, you know, try putting your feet in a bowl of cold water, ice cold water, and have a fan next to you. She thought it was crazy, but when she tried it, she said, "That actually worked.
Wow.
Keep cold." So I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at myself thinking, hang on a minute, I'm a bloke. And people have been saying, "This is a bloke and he's talking about menopause." And I'm thinking, it's just because my attitude has always been positive. Instead of taking my past experiences as a negative, I take a learning seed from it and I grow that seed to become something, you know, that people can benefit and I can help them from. So that's the positive thing about life.
I find that, you know, if we can look at our experiences, our past experiences, in a positive way, and see, you can, when you do that and you have that perspective, you can actually see the gifts.
Yes, definitely.
And that can help with forgiveness and acceptance.
Absolutely, without question.
Yeah, and that's what I was sort of really being reminded of as you were sharing your, you know, you're using the gifts. Obviously, that was from a previous relationship. You learned about the menopause, and you're using that now to help others. And whereas that, you know, you have a choice. You can be bitter and you can hold these things, which create dis-ease.
Yes.
Disease, or you can decide, actually, no, I'm gonna do something positive with this. It's a beautiful message.
And it's like you say, you have a choice. Our life is, it's the one of the authors, Darren Hardy, choice is a compound effect. You have a choice to do or choice not to do. Our life is led by choices, and I made the choice to be positive about things. Because if you're going to carry bitterness in life, the question you want to ask yourself is, where is that going to take you? What's it going to gain? And where are you going to be in 6 months with that attitude? You're not going to be nowhere, but you want to ask yourself, if you want to move forward, how do I change my attitude? How do I adapt? How do I accept? So that for me really is the key to living life, about how you move forward and what attitude you choose to do that. I write affirmations and stick them on my wardrobe and stick them on my furniture. And every time I wake up, I've got the furniture talking to me, saying you're amazing, you're awesome, and this. I'm like, it does make a difference. Sometimes it's hard, especially when you're going through things, but it just takes that one split second to say I can and I will and I'm really amazing, and it just completely changes the game.
Yeah, and it really is who you are around. But if you're around negative people all the time and you're feeling negative yourself, it's like, it's almost, yeah, it makes it even harder.
In Indian culture, it sometimes gets a bit dominating, because when something happens, something traumatic happens, it's like elders, or they try to take over, and they try to tell you what to do, what not to do, tradition this, tradition that. And I got to a stage where I didn't entertain it, because I was always the well-behaved, I was always seen as the good guy that wouldn't answer back. But the minute I changed, it was like, well, what we're seeing here? And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but this is 21st century. You know, if you want respect, you have to earn the right to be respected. You can't just demand respect because you're at a certain level. And that's what some people do. They use their sort of seniority to say, you know, I can say or do whatever I want, and you can't say anything back to me. And in Indian culture, and it happened to me as well, when things broke down, people were trying to take over and, you know, tell me, do this, do that, or, you know, to get rid of the house. But the minute I had my own principles and I said, no, I'm doing what I want to do, it was like a shock to the system. But I'm sorry, this is our life to live, not anybody else's to sort of run. One of the things I've learned in relationships is nothing's going to be perfect. Nothing's ever going to be rosy. You know, both partners, there are, you know, there's going to be faults on both ends. But unless it's something major, where relationships grow is how you embrace those imperfections and use those to grow together. For me, it's not about the woman does this and the man does that. It's about the woman and man do this together. We do that together. We do this together. We do that together. You know, with each of my ex-partners and my wife, I used to paint their toenails and their nails. I used to paint them. You know, sometimes they were panicking. They used to say, oh, I can't get anyone to do this, I haven't got time for this. And I used to say, just relax, I'll paint it for you. And I used to put about 3-4 coats on. And it actually did quite a reasonable job. But for me, it was any other negative person would have said, why are you doing that? You're a bloke. But for me, every gender has a masculine and feminine side. So the bloke has a masculine and feminine side. The female has a masculine and feminine side. And I think it's important sometimes for those to come out. And that's how you really grow together, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love that. And it's actually a very mindful, therapeutic thing to do, to paint the nails, you know, to do it. It is.
It's like relaxing. I find it very, very relaxing.
Yeah. Do you do your own now then?
Oh, I wouldn't do mine.
So show us your book. Let's have another look, because we've talked about superheroes and you look like one on the front cover.
Yes, funnily enough, I took, for those of you who know, again, from Mortal Kombat, I took that inspiration from Raiden, the Thunder God, because he's a god of thunder, he's lightning, and he gives wisdom, and he helps people and inspiration. And I thought, oh, I like that. So I decided to take that and be an inspiration of my own. But the book is called Unleash Your Inner Power. If you'd like a copy, you can order them directly from me. You can join them on my Facebook page under the Satgunda Sagu. And also, you can order it off my website, satgundasagu.com. And then obviously I can send it you direct, a signed copy from myself. I always like to put special messages tailored to people. So, you know, it's great. And it's an Amazon bestseller and people have been absolutely loving it. So, grab your copy while you can. It's an absolute must.
Well, I'm going to leave those details as well that you've said, your Facebook and your website. And obviously they can find Unleash Your Inner Power on Amazon as well. Thank you so much for talking. I'm really, really glad to have connected with you, Sat. It's beautiful in this day and age at the moment to have your positive energy coming through my Facebook and obviously now and, you know, and in the future. I'm really grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant.
Have a lovely evening.
And you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. BHBM Radio.
Good vibrations with Donna Joseph.
BHBM Radio.